This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I want to remind everybody that it's a time change weekend this weekend. You fall back. 2 a.m. on a Sunday. Nobody sits up for that. Just change your clocks before you go to bed.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I just remembered as I was going to get a glass of water, you owe me $50.
I do owe you $50,
yeah, you
soda.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah. I can, you don't do the Venmo. You don't
no,
do
I
the,
do.
You do Zelle.
Yeah, but I don't do it on my, I mean, yeah, I'd see it when I get home.
You'd see it. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. I'll send you the money. But
okay.
Yeah, thank you for covering the bill for us.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You know, when you get to that big, like I was at Walgreens and you get to that big section of gift cards.
Yeah.
Man, you're just kind of like, our buddy Mark is moving to Phoenix, right?
He's the promotions director.
Yeah. And we love him. And they had a going away party for him last night. So I got a gift card on behalf of our show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the wall of gift cards and I'm like, I don't know. Do they have a Shell gas station in Phoenix? And then I'm looking at like Outback. Well, the Outback by me went out of business. So I'm like, yeah. I wonder, I don't even know. Does he like the Bloomin' Onion? I don't know.
Yeah.
It was so confusing.
Let me guess.
Okay.
Okay. You did get one, right?
I did. Yes.
Okay. If I owe you 50, I'm assuming you got one.
I did.
All right. What'd you get? Let me think this for a minute.
Right.
He's going down there to open up an auto repair shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be it.
Well, he's like doing custom cars, like million-dollar cars.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, like these things you see on these TV shows?
Yeah.
Where the auctions roll them out there?
Correct.
Yeah, oh, man,
yeah, like, you know,
cool.
Shelby's and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was running a chop shop.
No,
because
he showed somebody at the thing that he went, she's like, oh, my God, my daughter would love that car. And it was $800,000.
Right.
Literally.
Seven. Figure, like,
yeah.
What?
Oh, it was Slacker. Right. Slacker's like, oh, I want to buy this for my daughter. And he goes, all right, well, it's $805,000. And he's not lying.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I tell you, though, when I see the old cars out there, man, I love them.
Yeah.
I'd love to have one. Can't afford it.
Can't afford that.
I'd love to have one.
All right, so anyway.
All right. I'm going to go with, it's Phoenix, Arizona.
Uh-huh. The wall of cards.
Yeah, it wouldn't be probably
Chili's.
Tanning bed or anything like that.
No.
Because it's Phoenix. In-N-Out Burger.
They didn't have that one.
Oh, they didn't have it at the store?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen an In-N-Out gift card.
You can buy it at their In-N-Out location.
Starbucks.
I thought about it, but I didn't.
Starbucks.
Because I don't know if he likes coffee.
Oh,
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Home Depot.
I almost bought that one, too.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, and then I was like, well, it was right next to Lowe's. And I was like, Lowe's or Home Depot? Because some people are Home Depot people and some people are Lowe's people. And so I just stared at those. It got really complicated. I was actually late to the party because I was staring at gift cards.
Cracker Barrel.
Oh, I almost got that one, too.
Cracker Barrel.
But I don't know if they have those in Phoenix.
Yeah, I feel like they're going away sometimes.
Yeah.
We only have one here.
I
don't know. I
went with the Amazon gift card.
Amazon.
Sorry.
Amazon. After all those guesses and the humor that was put behind those guesses, you went with Amazon.
I went with Amazon.
Well, you can get anything on Amazon.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was like, they have that in Phoenix. I know that. So I went with that. And then I did this really smart thing where I made it look like all of your individual signatures.
You did?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What?
You put $50 in.
Uh-huh.
Now I owe you $50.
Yeah.
And you put these two guys on the signatures?
I did.
But they didn't do crap. don't give them any credit.
I thought we were agreed it's going to be from the whole show.
No, I never voted on that. No. I never casted a vote. No.
Well,
I will say this.
Hey,
Jamie,
if you get credit, we might as well all give it.
All right, I'll give it. All right, I do say this. Jamie makes me look good around here because I said this yesterday morning. I'm a schmuck in the building, okay? And people look at me as a schmuck, okay? Yeah. All right, so and I accept it. I don't mind it, actually.
No, it doesn't bother
me. I wear it as a badge around here, okay? No big deal. But she'll come up with these, like, somebody's leaving, like Mark's going to be leaving. She'll come to me and say, Beach, I'll take care of this. I'll just send you the bill. That's all, okay? And that's all I got to do. I don't have to worry about anything.
I'm like your freaking personal assistant.
Yeah. I love it. No, but you're that considerate person that you want me to look good, even though I destroy it on a daily basis.
But it's still like
you still want me to look good.
But I'm still mad about the Dom Perignon that I did not get money for and you got credit for.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm still mad about that one.
Yeah. Well, you'll be okay.
So go ahead
you'll
and
get
put 100 in my account.
How much is Dom?
It's about $127
for one bottle.
Yeah.
Dang.
And you got credit for that.
Last night, World Series. Dodgers are your world champions.
The Dodgers a strike away from a championship, from a proper celebration. Start the party, Los Angeles. Your Dodgers have won the World Series.
Time to burn a bus and loot a store. Here we go.
Is that what they did?
Yeah, they destroyed a city bus yesterday, I think two maybe. And then they looted
a
Nike store in L.A. Yeah. Ugh. God. Took everything out of this store. You should see them, Jamie. They carried shoes out of there.
There were so many people going in and out of that store.
I never get why that happens. Never understand. Like, even in Paris when, I forgot what was going on, but we came outside our hotel, and the entire street on Paris, everybody had opened all the windows and tore out everything.
And when I went to bed last night after the game was over and they started their looting and stuff, they said nobody had been arrested. How can nobody be arrested? I think you look for anybody with new shoes in that town and you arrest them.
I'm watching the video now because Shmadil has a plane. That one guy has like 20 pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
I think he lost the match to all of them.
You get shoes.
Right?
We're world champions.
Oh my God.
Is that wild?
I just don't get it.
I don't either. Well, you know, we had our parade here and that officer got ran over and it's just crazy stuff.
Yeah, but that was an accident. I mean, this is just deliberate
destruction.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween!
It always shocks me when people know every step to that dance.
Yeah,
there are some people right now on TikTok, and they know every day they know every move to that dance.
That is crazy.
Yeah,
it is. That's like a 7-minute song.
I know.
To know every step. So I go into Shmadil, and I said to him, "I said Shmadil, it's Halloween. Why don't we throw in Thriller? People love Thriller. You know, that's a great tune for Halloween. We play it every year." Don't we, Jamie? We play
do.
It every year.
Yeah.
He goes, do you want the short version or do you want the one with the old man talking in it?
What?
I'm like, dude.
Well, I assumed you wanted the one with the old guy that was
No,
just playing,
I'm just talking about
sure.
smashing my pumpkins, what you're doing.
What?
I mean, what kind of attitude is that for Halloween?
I'm trying to make sure that I play the one that you want.
You want the old guy in there? That guy is just obnoxious. It's like, oh, come on, man. Trick or treat. Hey, first of all, who is that guy?
I don't know his name off the top of my head, but if you showed me a picture of him, I would know. I think his name's John.
No, it's not.
No, he's an actor.
I know his name.
An A? Does it start? Is there an A in it?
No, don't look at the monitors. Can you guess who it is?
Like Albert?
No, I'm telling them,
Katie. Like an Albert or something?
You're close.
Okay.
You're close. When I say it, you're going to be like, ah! Yeah. And by the way, he's not the old guy. He's dead. He's not old. He's dead. Vincent Price.
That's it. Yeah, I knew that. Shoot. I
you
was
knew
even
that.
Close.
Yeah, you weren't even close. Johnny. Did you say Johnny?
No, I said Albert.
Oh,
he
Albert.
Said Johnny.
Yeah. Oh, you said Johnny?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, that's the old guy that's dead, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vincent.
Hey, can I bring something up? And don't get mad because this isn't political. It's just weird.
What?
Biden was biting people yesterday.
What?
Yeah, little kids.
I just saw it on the news.
No.
They're covering it.
Who'd he bite?
Babies.
Wait a minute. The president of the United States of America is biting children?
He was literally nibbling on, like, there was a little kid, a little baby dressed as, like, a chicken, and he nibbled on his thigh a little
Where was he at? What was going on? Why are you chewing on the kids?
So the headline on the news is, and it said, Biden bites babies.
Is it a joke?
Is it a joke? It was a White House Halloween event, and he was definitely biting the babies.
Yeah.
He's biting them, like, right on their legs. I don't know why they're letting him.
Whoa!
Like,
you sure it isn't his dog? His dog's known for biting.
No, his dog did that too.
What'd you say?
I don't know why they're letting him out in public right now. Like, dude, they should, for real.
And you're a Democrat.
I am. And they should just be hiding him.
He bit children yesterday?
Yeah.
No joke. Weird. There was a kid dressed as a chicken and he was nibbling him on the thigh.
Oh, my God.
And then he was biting little baby toes. It was weird.
Now he's sucking toes?
It was
He's
weird.
Sucking baby toes?
You should look at the mom's face.
Oh, I gotta look at
that. And the mom's like, what?
We gotta put a stop to this.
Well, I know, and these people are like handing, I'm watching it, these people are like handing their children like sacrifices to them, and then they're watching them like eat the babies, and I'm like, pull your kid away! Pull your kid away! He's eating it!
Do you have pictures of this? Are there pictures?
Yeah.
There's video.
Oh, no.
It's gone viral.
First kid's dressed up as a chicken, so it kind of makes sense there. But then the other two kids, it's like, what are you
doing?
You
don't put your mouth on a child.
No, it's weird.
Let alone a baby.
Yeah. Oh, my God. If anybody sucked on my baby's toes, I'd hit him.
Oh, what a world we live in. We got a president that's eating children.
I do love that our hardcore Democrat wants him to be hidden.
It's time. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
All right. Settle down, Jamie. All right, I'll play the Monster Mash for you. God. I know you love it. Jeez, can I just
tell you something? You know how certain songs just put you over the edge? Like, remember it was Shallow? Remember that Lady Gaga? Like, I'd literally fight people when that was coming on. Yeah. Well, every year, BJ just pushes my button. Every Halloween, he just pushes it. Like,
and if you hadn't brought it up this time, I would have forgotten. I'm so glad you brought this up. She goes, I don't mind Thriller. In fact, my friend just texted me. She loves the long version of Thriller.
Yeah, Taya's very happy.
But I hate the Monster Mash. And I'm like, oh, Monster Mash. I've got to play that.
I'm like, no!
Yeah. So, I should do it as Casey Kasem.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Casey Kasem. Welcome to American Top 40. And now, a long-distance dedication to Jamie White. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
God.
Here you go, Jamie, your favorite song.
Bad
you gotta
mood
love this.
In 3, 2, 1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joy!
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
we did the Monster Mash.
It's a graveyard smash.
All right. Do we think that Dolly Parton has a husband?
She does.
But nobody's ever seen him.
No. I've seen him a couple of times, but not... You don't see him very often. That's true.
Reba McEntire says she's a friend of Dolly Parton's, and she appeared on Andy Cohen Live, and she said she's never met Dolly's husband, Carl. She said, I've heard a lot about him. She talks about him, but I've never met him. I've never seen him. But there are rumors that he is real.
Yeah, and he doesn't fit her image. That's why they hide him.
Oh, they do. Okay.
He wears overalls. He's overweight. Looks like an old farmer.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay. She said, I also have never eaten Dolly Parton's food because she's never invited me over.
Oh. Well, some friend she is, right?
Right?
Dolly cooks?
Yeah, I think she does.
Oh.
Doesn't she have like a pie or something? Dolly pie?
I've never seen Dolly's pie.
Yeah, isn't she known for it at Dollywood, like their pie or something?
I don't know. I don't know. Dolly's pie is a smash. It's a graveyard smash.
Does she have cookbooks?
Yeah,
Dolly does.
Yeah, cookbooks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why Carl's. Maybe that's why Carl's so fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's famous for comfort food.
Good looking cooking.
Is there a Dolly pie?
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, I think there's one in there.
Look through there. See if you see a Dolly pie.
There's a Dolly pie. I'm telling you. Anyway.
There is something that Dollywood is known for.
Yeah.
I can't really put a finger on it, but I don't know if it's a bread or a pizza or something.
It's the Dolly pie.
I don't think it's a pie, but it's like
don't
donuts.
Don't tell me it's not the
Maybe
pie.
It's donuts.
Why won't you? You don't have no clue, but you won't go with my pie.
Yes, okay. It's a Dolly pie. You know what my favorite pie is? Pecan. Woo!
Oh, I thought it was hair.
No. I don't like a rabbit. Rabbit pie.
Isn't that the Joker?
A hair.
What's it? Oh, funnel cakes. She's known for her funnel cakes.
Yeah, funnel cake and cinnamon bread.
And pie!
And pie.
Funnel cake, cinnamon bread, and pies.
Yeah. And pies. Yep. Yep. We added the pies. It's really not.
Oh, it's still not. You guys, I'm trying to be accurate on this show.
I know.
Funnel cakes and cinnamon bread. Is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
No
yeah.
pies.
No pie. There's right. no pie. Anyway, I want to talk about this really, really fast. I know it doesn't go here, but it is funny to me how many of us, me included, everybody does this. It's Halloween today, right? And so many of you ordered your costumes on Tuesday from Amazon. Oh, my God. So my neighbor, she's a little girl. Her name is Everly. She's adorable. Her costume came to my house last night, and they are panicked. They're absolutely panicked because I took it inside.
Yeah. So it was delivered to the wrong house.
Yeah. And so I took it inside last night when I got back from Mark's party, and they are panicked, right? I get all these texts like, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, I'm sleeping. And they're like, and then at 5 this morning, oh my God, please.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, Jamie saved Halloween.
I did, because I put it outside.
And yeah.
But, I mean, you even said that
Yeah, we did, too.
Yeah.
I don't know when they ordered it. I have no idea. I just know a package came to the house, but I don't know what's in the package, right? My wife calls me yesterday, and she goes, did you get a package today? I go, yeah, well, we get one every day. What the hell? Well, you know, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, we got a package today. Oh, we got to run by the house. That's Frog's costume for tonight. I'm like, well, man, we're cutting it close, aren't we? For tonight?
I ordered mine on Monday. It came on Wednesday.
Yeah, we all do it. I don't know why we just really count on Amazon to do that.
He went trick-or-treating at the church.
Yeah.
And they dress up as biblical characters, you know? I don't know if you can go as Jesus.
Well,
you're six. Can you go with Jesus?
Well, that's the main man.
I mean, that's,
I feel like you can.
Yeah, that's shooting for the top.
He's the star of the show.
I know, Jamie, but I feel like, you know, if you're Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, you're good. But you can't just walk into the place with Jesus at six.
Was he baby Jesus, middle Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh, he's full-blown Jesus.
Was he Jesus on the cross?
Yeah, he was Jesus before the arrest. Yeah, he was. Oh, he was full blown beard and all. At six, it comes across a little pompous, I think.
Did he wear your flops?
Oh, you are on fire, aren't you? Yes, carrying a Dolly pie with him. Yes.
Hey, by the way, how's your Bible reading going?
Pretty good. Pretty
yeah?
good. Pretty
how
good.
How many pages?
Now? Oh, I'm still in Genesis. Yeah.
But how many pages?
I'd say I've knocked out probably seven. Total.
You were on seven. Wait, last week.
Yeah.
No, I was on five.
No.
I've knocked out. Okay, I'm on nine then.
I vividly remember seven.
Yeah. Well, I can take my time. After all, I live with Jesus.
Yeah, he can help you out.
Yeah. Jesus, just one room over.
Oh,
family,
my
get the house.
God.
Yeah.
Right? All right. Let's see. Oh, I wanted to also tell you this. Gosh, I'm all over the place today. It's Halloween. Who cares? Did you guys see that Colorado Springs has added a flight to Cancun?
No kidding.
Ooh. Yeah, they sure have. This is their first international flight. You know, I swear by that airport. I love that airport, Colorado Springs Airport.
Yeah.
It's just so easy. But they've added Cancun to the list. And but some people are saying they are not allowed to call themselves the Colorado Springs International Airport because the Cancun flight is only seasonal. So they want them to call it the Colorado Springs Seasonal International Airport.
That's so dumb.
It is, but it's not wrong.
No, I guess not. It's only seasonal.
And then finally, Jennifer Lopez, you guys, oh my God, people are heckling her so hard on P. Diddy. I guess she was at an autograph session and people were like, so what's up with you and P. Diddy? What'd you see? And she left.
She's not out of the woods on this.
No, she's not.
No. I mean, it's just beginning for her circle.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when the evidence starts coming out, if it does, and the videos and stuff, she's going to continue. She's just going to have to pack it in for a while.
Yeah.
Unless she's arrested for something.
And they're saying that absolutely is why Ben Affleck left her, because he was tipped off.
Aha!
I think you did say that.
I said it from day one. I said it from day one that this marriage is over because of the P. Diddy tapes.
Yep. You're right.
Yep. Nailed it.
My God.
Woo, look at me.
You don't know how to do Facebook or Instagram, but you nailed that one.
BJ, I'm learning.
BJ actually got on the air this morning and said, can people load their pictures on the Facebook? All of a sudden you're Biden.
Costume contest. I wanted to do a costume contest, but I didn't know how.
I know.
So do we have that technology?
Yeah.
Does it exist?
It's crazy.
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
All right. BJ, Jamie, morning show. Happy Halloween, everybody. Going to be around 50 degrees for trick-or-treating tonight. So enjoy.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.